100 word stories.
Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my goofed-up headset, cats fighting in the background, snoring sister, or horrible sinus and headache issues. The topic this week was wings. We've got a bunch of stories in this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Thomas, and he's on his fifth coffee. I should fire up the coffee machine so that he can have his sixth coffee. I'm going to take all the good coffee. So here's Thomas. I hope you enjoy.
Wings. A 225-pound pigeon. He tested his wings, flying low over town, with messages written on his naked belly with a felt-tip marker. He had put together the flying suit in his garage, cobbled together from spare bicycle parts, synthetic fabric, and a few gears out of the grandfather clock in the hallway. Swooping lower on his second pass, he skimmed the feather on the mayor's hat as she stood arguing for a rate increase in city services. Diving lower, Lawrence let the mayor know what he thought of her and her plans, and he left his mark. On a Friday in 1964, Dominic was tending bar at Uncle Kenny's in Buffalo, New York. Late that evening, after a bout of heavy and irresponsible drinking, a group of Dominic's friends arrived at the tavern with ravenous appetites. Dominic asked his Aunt Angie to prepare something for his friends to eat. Using a part of the chicken that usually went into the stock pot for soup or to the family Doberman, Angie deep-fried the wings and flavored them with her secret sauce. The sauce, sprinkled liberally with his ashes, was stored in the cloakroom under Uncle Kenny's photograph.
Ah, that Uncle Kenny. He had such great taste. Thank you, Thomas. All right, let's see. Looking down the list, and we have Tom up next. Man, I can't wait until that coffee is ready. I'm not going with that Dunkin' Donuts crap anymore. I know it's like, oh, it's the best. Oh, it's a... No, it's the best because you're so high on sugar from those donuts. And then you're like, anything could be good. You could be drinking motor oil for all you know. Man, just... Maybe I did them wrong. Maybe the coffee machine needs replacing. I don't know, but it just... Oh, sorry. Here's Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Wings of Desire. Timmy tested his wings. Up, down, sideways. All in working order. Dead 20 minutes... and he was zooming around with even the higher order celestial beings. I'm an angel, cried Timmy. Well, not really, said Ralph. Angels are a specific race of beings. Humans can't be angels. But I got wings, said Timmy. Mighty nice pair, said Michael. Want a race? Off they flew. See, I am an angel. Good point, Timmy. How's about I make you an honorary angel? He pinned gold wings on Timmy's white gown. See that guy down there? Go give him a hand.
Aw, that's so sweet. I like that one. Thank you, Tom. And I'd like to remind people that even though I'll say, I like that one, or that one was great, or oh my God, I just pissed myself laughing, I like them all, really. Honestly, you're all like, oh, I don't know, what's like my children, but then you're not my children. But, you know, that's really patronizing. I should shut up now. Thank you, Tom, for exposing my patronizing nature. Oh, we got one, another one from Muncie, but, okay, the email says it was a recording, but there wasn't. This might be some Jedi mind tricks. At 6 in the morning, on Sunday. I should probably just get out the midget, and have the midget record this one. And then later on, Muncie will go, oh no, I forgot to send you one, and then, like, all sorts of craziness ensues. Is it going to be Mr. Roper or Mr. Furley? I'm not sure. Anyway, here is Muncie.
It's a wonder of shift work. You never know what schedule to expect. I work Tuesday to Sunday 1 week, Monday to Saturday the next. Since I got a day off each week, they didn't have to pay overtime. See? Brilliant planning on their part. Now every part of my body aches, but I try not to be bitter. I'm finished now, and I won't be doing squat with my day off. I'll be downtown, headphones on, exploring a city I love, and listening to classic rock. Paul McCartney, Band on the Run. I won't be coming home till I'm relaxed.
Thank you, Muncie. And if you had meant to send in the story and didn't attach it, I deeply apologize for any offense the midget may have caused. He likes to offend a lot of people. But he just reads the stories. I don't know why people blame him for so much. All this diplomatic madness in the world, and WikiLeaks, and the football strike being over. Why do we have to watch that crap? Oh, and he also apologizes for the uniforms that the Mighty Ducks of Oregon are wearing. My God. Whew, just gross. They got ranked number 3? Next up is a story by Guard13007. Another person who didn't send in a recording. This midget is going to wind up having to do shift work, I think. Here we go. One from the guard.
What is this thing? We don't know, but we assume you do. The thing is red, it is large, it is attacking a child over there. It is shaped vaguely like a radiometric device from the Netherlands, from the lab of the mad scientist called George the Crankpost. We wonder what a crankpost is, but we don't know that either. We shove two words together to make another word. The point is to make this officially stupid announcement filled with exactly 100 words, because we don't know the topic. We don't think this counts as a story. Do you?
I love it when people punt. Great. Thank you, Guard 13007 and the midget, for attempting to read that in a serious manner. Ooh, coffee. Vanilla bean this time. And it's by that community coffee that it's really the Kroger brand. I mean, they buy up coffee plantations and they whip people and they dry roast it with the fires of hell and bring it to you in each store. Extremely cheap. We're going to pay the price, you and me. All right, we have a story from someone we know and love, and I think he's got some sort of monkey about to be awarded to him, or maybe he's already won it, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's Zach Man. That's right, Zach Man. Oh, you can hardly wait? Neither can I. So let's go ahead and hit play and... Well, it's not doing it. Oh, that's right. I need to drag and drop it. This stuff is so hard to do. Not. You know, I've been using Audacity now for over 6 years. I'm sure that there are tools out there that run circles around. I just drop stuff in it, and it's like auto-tune. I can, like, have a Katy Perry song. You know, is it Kathy or Katie? I know that... I think she was using one of those HP pads that... Whatever, and... HP doesn't make anything anymore. Except funny headlines. Oh, how can we fuck up today? Anyway, here's Zachman.
Tom convinced me to spend 2 weeks in a holiday camp off the grid. We were dropped off by helicopter on a mesa. No internet, no phone. There were crafts and books, even a stage. I never expected the effect on Tom. I will always remember Tom's last words to me before jumping off the cliff. You don't need wings to fly! I tried my best to distract him before he hit the ground, but alas, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is no flight manual. I wish Tom had taken up archery, because he didn't miss.
No, it's no flight manual. And it's no bartender's manual, either. Somebody wrapped a gold brick with a lemon and walloped me in the head. He kept the gold bar, though. That's kind of disappointing. Oh, good coffee. All right. Thank you, Zachman. Next up, it's Leodonna. I think she recorded her story. That way, I don't have to drag the midget out to read it. That's a relief. Anyway, here's her story. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, this is Lisa Ann Moore, also known as Leodonna Rao. In Second Life, I am calling in with my contribution for Wings. Only I have two contributions this time, so let's give it a shot. Wings 1. She took to the stage as she was wont to do. Act 2, Scene 1, A Wood Near Athens. Over and over. Night after night. Stuck in the same skimpy costume, where only the wings were substantial. And the same words were uttered over and over in total disgust. Over hill, over dale, through bush, through briar, over park, over pale, through flood, through fire, I do wander everywhere. The lines tripped lightly on her tongue, each word sliding off as if it were a jewel that dropped between her teeth into the forest floor. She must remember to pick those up before she left. Escaped was more like it. And yet, each word was so precious. If only she could spread her wings and truly fly away from this place, not just hold on to the wire that helped her fly. One more night of this, and she might sprout her freedom in other ways. Wings number 2. Pass the pins, please. The please was new. It wasn't often that Octavia, a noted expert in her field, asked for anything politely. I'm not sure if this was improvement or guilt. Octavia's designs had gotten us this far. We were in the final games. The final interview stage, then on to the island that wasn't really an island, of course. It was instead one of the largest production sets I had ever seen. I smiled. Things are going to be fine, Octavia. Come on, this is television. What could go wrong? Octavia sighed as she put the last pin in my beautiful wings. I now fastened to my shoulder, as long as the flimsy silk that now enshrouded me didn't tear. Once finished, she stopped, grabbed my hand, and held my eyes. I'm sorry, she muttered so softly I almost didn't hear it before she turned away, leaving me on display like a pauper butterfly, pinned down. Well, that was it for me. I hope you enjoyed them. Thank you for listening. Bye.
That's so cool. Two stories. A lot of people are doing two stories instead of one these days, which shows that we may need to switch to a daily challenge. That way, you'll have, what's 7 divided by 2? A number that's not easy to say. I'll just skip it. And it's blue. All right, let's see. Who's next? Thank you, Leodonna. Who's next? This coffee is starting to work. Although I really want juice. I need to go to the store and get juice. That's going to motivate me to do my walk in the morning. It's no longer bright when it's early. That's kind of sad. That means that summer is coming to a close soon. I'm going to miss it. I don't like the fall. Although it does get cooler. And maybe, hopefully, it sort of kind of drizzled last night. You know, all those bands of Lee, the tropical storm, are like whooshing around. We're watching the radar, and it just barely missed. As I like to say, it was enough to get the cats wet. So they come in all wet, and they're like, hee-hee, I'm so happy, and you have to grab mist and rub her down with paper towels, and what does she do? She runs back out. Bruin will run in, and he'll grump and growl, and you know, he doesn't like storms. He does not like storms. You know, we found him in a storm, and he was all scared, and I think he's been traumatized by storms since then. But we like to, you know, project things onto our little beastie buddies. They're all in the bed right now, because it's early, and I'm recording this. So, here we go with someone I think has been, I'm not sure. I think Gwinnett Ryder Sinclair, Gwinnett Sinclair Ryder, just, we'll call her Gwinnett, and be happy about that. Yes, we will be happy. And here is her story. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge. Have a monkey.
Fly away with me. Your eyes shiny with tears, your broken wing dragging across the sands. You walked into the waves, beginning to float. I hovered, flying above you. We breathed in. We breathed out, finding our rhythm. The suns were setting. Stars clustered. Moon 5. We breathed in perfect harmony. We sang the soft lullaby of our love's history, and our children came to our calling. Their wings brushed yours, softly caressing your chest. Far out to sea, your eyes closed. Warm waters covered you, and we dove with you to our sandy graves.
Thank you, Gwinnett. The beatings will now begin for the cheeky midget. He's really, really getting a workout today. Man, some people need to get new microphones. Especially the midget. It sounds awful. Let's see. Next up is, Gabriel. God, I can never get this last name right. All right, let's see if I can get them. Gabriel Tembunga. Ha! From now on, whenever I say his last name, I'm going to go, ha! At the end. So, let's try again. Everyone together. Gabriel Tembunga. Ha! That was fun. It's a good workout. All right, let me just sip some more coffee. I should probably say something. Relish, resident. He's got a new job. He's a corrections librarian. So he's building up an army of librarian magnitude. And, you know, when all those people bust out, they're going to be the meanest, toughest librarians out there. Actually, they're just guys, you know? Everyone says people. People are people, so why should it be? You should treat librarians so awfully. Treat them well, and they will give you rewards beyond measure. No, really, your tape measure is, like, only 3 feet long. You can't, you know, measure rewards with 3-foot-long tape measure. Oh, sorry. Here's Gabriel. And, you know, I will remove my foot from my mouth while his story plays.
She watches patiently for what she desires. She hopes they get along, because sometimes they don't. But it doesn't matter. When it comes time, they work together anyway. One by one they gather. Sometimes a disagreement. And despite their different colors and sizes, they grab those in front, behind, and to their sides. They hold each other as strong as they would hang on a tree. And now, in the beautiful shape of her desire, She approaches to feel the wonderful embrace and softness and tiny winds of the little fluttering wings. Flap, flap, her shadow on the ground below.
Dreamy. Thank you, Gabriel. Tambunga. Ha! See, I'm not going to forget. That's how I remember. You know, I add little sound. I'm going to pick a sound for everybody, which means that there are going to be over 250 sounds. I have to write out a list. But then again, only like 10 or 11 of you guys show up every week anyway. So I'm not going to have to... And then the new ones, you know, all the good sounds are going to be taken. So then, like, this is going to be an incentive for people to come back early, because if you wait around, you're going to be stuck with sounds like... And... I mean, those sounds are awful. You don't want me making those sounds. What a great way to drive people away from the podcast. Huh, I should put that in a book. Thank you, Gabriel. And next up is Danny. Danny's back.
Hope he stays back.
I don't want him to go anywhere. So, here's Danny with his story, and we'll see if Freddy barks in the background.
Arf, arf, arf.
You know, that's the one thing I don't like about podcasts. Well-behaved pets. They should be breaking things and making noises in the background. Yeah, I miss Justin and his kids making noises. That was fun when Melody would... Now Melody's probably going into college. God, time flies. I've been doing this for far too long. Who wants to take over? All right, here you go, Danny. It's your podcast now.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here. Yet again, with Weekly Challenge 280, Wings. Let's see what we can do here. Wings. Professor Frederick Finkelstein stood at the edge of the cliff, clutching his latest invention. Damn the airlines, he screamed, staring across the canyon. I'll never have to endure airport security again. The professor strapped on his mechanical wings, flapped them a few times, then took the plunge into the abyss. He plummeted halfway down the canyon, when, much to the professor's surprise, the wings actually worked. This is incredible, he screamed. Finkelstein put on his oxygen mask as the altitude increased. 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet, 20,000 feet. Look at me, I'm a bird, the professor screamed, only to be splattered by a passing 747.
Ha, 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 ha. He gets his comeuppance. Let's all laugh together. Ha, 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 ha. Well done, Danny. That'll show that bastard Professor Frederick Finkelstein. Dr. Odd approves. Oh, man. All right, so I've run out of jokes, so I'm just going to throw insults now, you buttheads. Speaking of what? Huh? Oh, I just got an email. We've added you to a spam group on Yahoo Groups. Great. That'll be deleted. Next up is TJ. He is from North Dakota. I make North Dakota jokes every week, but I don't know. Did they win? Did they win? Hold on. Oop, brip, stomach. Sports. Yahoo.com. Yes, I do everything Yahoo. Because I'm lame. So NCAAF, which I assume is NCAA football, and we look at the Fool scoreboard, and we look for North. There is no North Dakota. What? Okay, we look for Dakota. There's a South Dakota. South Dakota. Oh, Air Force beat South Dakota. But there's no North Dakota. Man, they don't waste their time in football. They do all this academic stuff. Oh, they might come up with nuclear weapons. We better be careful. You know, they'll be like a rogue state up there. I mean, they've got all the jobs. They've got all the water. They've got all the oil. They've got all the dinosaurs. Oh, this is going to be scary. And most of all, they have all the culture. And TJ documents that for us. TJ, let's hear your story. Before I run out of jokes, I need to spread these out. If I wind up going, like, 10 or 12 years on this podcast, man, I ought to pace myself.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, here closing out this week the adventures of
Spy Guy.
This is Person of Interest. The guinea pig switch out clinched it. The boy had excellent instincts. Espionage, subterfuge, cryptography, collateralizing assets by extorting that gym teacher. Intervention for the public good by running that homegrown virus to Earth and neutralizing the hacker. The senator was officially impressed. These were skills that could be honed. No, the CIA wasn't necessarily interested in 16-year-olds, even talented 16-year-olds as operatives. But as Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Senator Clark reviewed the reports assembled in front of him, this Martin Winger stood out to him as a decided person of interest. And with that, his Senate internship application was approved.
Yay! Spy Guy is now in the Senate. Spying on senators. Kind of scary, I guess. Oh, thank you, TJ. I guess that's it for Spy Guy. I wonder who's going to come next. Oh, I know! Flypaper Boy! He's Norval Joe's. What? Nardo, what are you doing? Nardo's decided to wake up. There's got to be a cat on the patio. You know when there's humans walking around, humans like to run from window to window going, human, human! What is it, buddy? What are you doing? You want to get up here? Yeah, you want to get up here? You want to say hi to everybody? You want to claw, you want to try to claw the sofa and miss? How do you miss a sofa? No, get up here. Come here, buddy. Yeah, say hi to the people. One more. Yeah? What else? Okay. Good boy. I'm going to pet him for a while. In fact, I'm going to pet him while Norval Joe shares his story. You want to jump across me? Kitty Circus, you are such a good jumper. Yes, you are. You could hardly tell that you're old and scuzzy. Okay, here we go. Smelly, too. Wow. You want me to give you a bath? No? Okay. I'm not going to give him a bath. Whew, good. He tastes terrible.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 280 with the prompt of wings. Here's my story. Flypaper Boy slumped forward, staring into his mashed potatoes, looking for answers. His head snapped up when his sister said, "I think Flypaper Boy is lame. He doesn't have wings or a cape or anything."
"Why bring that up?"
he asked her. "I hear the police are looking for Flypaper Boy. They say he burned down a house." "You can't believe everything you hear, Jenny," her mother said, though her voice was clipped and hard. "Mr. Dinkman was the one who told me," Jenny said. "He had his uniform on and was looking through Jimmy's car windows." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
That damn Jimmy Dinkman. Something bad will happen to him, I hope. Thank you, Norval Joe. And, you know, I'm so glad. I am so glad the harmonica is back. I was playing it over and over again. I was going to make it my ringtone. You know what my ringtone is right now? It's the default ringtone sound. Because I'm lame. I don't even have the Star Trek sounds. Everyone has those, you know, those Star Trek communicator sounds. Because they're geeks. I'm not even a true geek, I'm just lazy. We got one more story this week. You know who it's from. That's right. One of these days the midget's going to write his own story. But for now, it's going to be a story from Planet Z. That's right, Planet Z. Maybe one week there'll be a topic of, okay, write as Planet Z. No, you can't do it. You don't want to do it. I don't want you to do it. I even think Planet Z wants you to do it. And Planet Z doesn't want me to want you to do it. And I don't want Planet Z to want you to do it. And you don't want Planet Z to want me to want you to want them to do it. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Here's Planet Z's story. You've been warned.
The art classroom at Walnut Springs Middle School was full of flies. We'd catch them and do all sorts of horrible things to them. If you take the wings off of a fly, is it a hop? Asked one kid. I don't remember his name, but he was the expert in our group of middle school mangalas. He had a whole workshop bag of tools, jeweler's mount and magnifying glass, tweezers and scissors to work monstrous modifications on the flies. For Christmas, he tried to make a tiny Santa sleigh. Instead, he got suspended and transferred to a special school.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about wings. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other crap. Until next week, when the topic will be a pick two, look at the website for the list. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.